Hi, and welcome to the Hip Health is Power podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Anna Esperham. I'm an MD, nationally recognized physician with triple board certifications in integrative functional medicine, pediatrics, and medical acupuncture with special pain training and clinical hypnosis and aromatherapy certifications, and we have a team of healthcare professionals that provide real and evidence-based information to support women on their health and wellness path, and our goal is to empower you to awaken your best self, connect with the true you, heal and recover from health issues, symptoms, chronic pain, illness, life stressors, all while feeling your healthiest, full of vitality and stamina to do what you love. And now I'm obligated to tell you our disclaimer that Anna Esperham, MD, is a medical doctor, but she is not your doctor and she is not offering medical advice on this podcast. So if you are in need of professional advice or medical care, you must seek out the services of your own doctor or healthcare professional, as this podcast provides information only and does not provide any financial, legal, medical, or psychological services or advice. And none of the content on this podcast prevents, cures, or treats any mental or medical condition, as you are responsible for your own physical, mental, and emotional well-being decisions, choices, actions, and results. Health is Power, LLC disclaims any liability for your reliance on any opinions or advice contained in this podcast. Hey everyone, it's Dr. Anna, and today's episode is all about chronic fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome, or maybe what some people have known it as, myalgic encephalomyelitis. And sometimes the terms are interchanged. So sometimes in the research studies and online, you'll see myalgic encephalomyelitis slash chronic fatigue syndrome, or ME slash CFS, or CFS slash ME. And it, there's another paper that I recently read that long COVID syndrome with fatigue may be similar to chronic fatigue syndrome or myalgic encephalomyelitis, but it's still some more data to be collected on that. And so I wanted to talk about this because it's near and dear to me, as I have struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, and it's typically diagnosed a little bit differently depending upon where you live, but most often it's diagnosed as having persistent or even just up and down fatigue lasting 6 or more consecutive months. So it has to be at least 6 months. And during most of that 6 months, you do have to have fatigue. That's generally not mitigated by resting or sleeping. You don't find sleep that is super restful. There can be brain fog, memory issues, focus issues, just difficulty being productive and working. So it does limit functioning. Some people complain of sore throat, tender lymph nodes, and that might be because of a post-viral issue like Epstein-Barr virus, which we'll talk about. And then 90% of patients may have muscle pain or even generalized pain. They could have joint pain, headaches, dysautonomia symptoms like orthostatic hypotension, like feeling really lightheaded when they stand up, or they could get tachycardic when they stand up, feeling just kind of faint and woozy. There could be certain food sensitivities or sensitivities to medications. There can be sensitivities to chemicals. There's also a lot of malaise or fatigue or even pain that gets worse after exercise, and it lasts longer than 24 hours after you've exercised. And so if you're interested also in reviewing some of the research out there, there might be some open access articles, I think, on MDPI, and Cortez Rivera in Diagnostics Journal in 2019 was one paper. And there might be a couple others by Castro Marrero, CASTRO-MARRERO. He's done quite a bit of studies on chronic fatigue syndrome as well. And so how does chronic fatigue even begin to manifest in our bodies? And it typically has been linked to Epstein-Barr virus infection. So people who have been diagnosed with chronic mono, or after they've gotten mono, they just couldn't quite get back to normal after that. And they have always had that, again, the sore throat, the tender lymph nodes on above their clavicles or in their neck. There's also been association between life stressors, trauma that have occurred in patients, and then notable immune disruption, inflammation, autoimmunity, neuropathic pain, endocrine and hormone changes, and dysfunction of neurotransmitters. More neurotransmitters that have been studied is serotonin and acetylcholine. So management and treatment options are kind of far and few between, but again, that there's a systematic review by that a team, Castro Marrero and friends, in the British Journal of Pharmacology back in 2017, and looked at a few supplements, medications, and therapies. And even though not many therapies were found to be a solid treatment, there was some improvement in certain symptoms that included an antiviral, acetyl L-carnitine, which is a dietary supplement, certain antidepressants, and intravenous immunoglobulin. One report did show low dose hydrocortisone, so that's about 5 to 10 milligrams in the morning, so that's a steroid, did help fatigue, but there's a lot of side effects with it if you don't, if you have enough cortisol in the body, so it can cause connective tissue damage, so can cause disruption in the fascia, and then adrenal suppression as well, which can actually further fatigue down the line. But once hydrocortisone was stopped, even though it helped fatigue while taking it, symptoms return if once you stop the medicine. So it's not a long-term solution. And in addition, if there's healthy adrenal function already, then adding more hydrocortisone can depress the immune system, especially in the setting of this pandemic. Graded exercise therapy remains one of the better treatments studied, and they've also looked at a recent study by Castro Marrero, who keeps coming up, in antioxidants in 2021, and that actually might be open access, but they did find that melatonin plus zinc actually reduced fatigue and improved quality of life significantly. Nutritional supplements were also reported in the setting of nutritional deficiency that shouldn't be dismissed in the setting of chronic fatigue syndrome. And in the European consensus paper that was just, I believe, published, is recommended that active relaxation therapies, lifestyle changes, including changing our diet and eating an anti-inflammatory diet, reducing processed foods, and increasing healthy fats, energy pacing, so like managing our energy and making sure that we take adequate stages of rest and we don't push ourselves too hard, and then occupational therapy for those who need to function at work. The supplements that they mentioned trialing for fatigue or cognitive dysfunction included vitamin D, iron if you're iron deficient, so you don't want to take iron if you're not, and then acetyl L-carnitine, CoQ10, or the reduced form of CoQ10 is ubiquinol, NADH, vitamin B12, alpha-lipoic acid, magnesium, omega-3, D-ribose, B vitamins, and vitamin C. There has been some people anecdotally, and there might even be a study, I can't recall, but IV vitamin C or an IV Myers cocktail have had some benefit in short-term severity of fatigue, but I believe it only lasted a couple days. The reason why there is speculation that the research hasn't shown much benefit yet for finding a solution to chronic fatigue syndrome is that it is such a diverse condition arising from a multitude of factors and causes that it's really, really tough to study one treatment for CFS because it could be from a variety of issues. And so hopefully this research team that I keep finding out about will keep studying chronic fatigue syndrome and keep coming up with newer therapies. So we'll just see. But if you guys have any ideas of what has helped you, let us know over at health_is_power on Instagram or Facebook. And always, you know, even send us an idea of, you know, what you want to hear else about on the podcast, as we'd love to tailor it for you. And don't forget to leave a review and rate the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. All right, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Take care, guys. Bye.